Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we're going to be talking about the upcoming Price Culture Connection concert with Davey and the Midnights. In the studio, we're joined by Lane Miller, but over the phone, we are joined by Davey Allen, the namesake for Davey and the Midnights. Thank you guys both for taking the time to come and be here.
Happy to be here.
So, jumping right into the Culture Connection side of things. So, Lane, this is an exciting week. Last week, Sherry Call blew us all away. Week before, Peter Breinholt, absolute stunner. So what should we be looking forward to for this week?
During the season, we're trying to bring in groups from all different genres. Peter was easy listening. Sherry was easy listening. I don't think we're going to hear a whole lot of easy listening from Davey and the Midnights, and I'm excited.
Yeah, me too. I love some of this harder-hitting music. And looking through the music, Davey, you guys, you have lots of experience. You've been playing music professionally for the past 20 years, and the last six you've been playing with Davey and the Midnights.
That's right, yeah. I've kind of made music my life. It brings me joy, and I have always loved doing it.
Now, Davey, looking at your kind of resume, like we were saying, past 20 years, you've been playing last six with Davey and the Midnights, and you've traveled all over the country. Do you have any tour stories you think you'd that kind of stick out in your mind as your favorite memories during your time with Davey and the Midnights?
Oh, favorite tour memories. Well, there's this road that goes from Las Vegas to Carson City, and it's pretty desolate, and they have all these donkeys, just wild donkeys everywhere. And we were so amazed, we pulled over to, maybe get a picture. And just as I stepped out of the van, I was nearly spearheaded by one of these wild donkeys running full speed. They don't stop for anyone.
That's a great story. I mean, yeah, those things don't stop for anyone. Now, Davey, looking at the style of music you're coming to bring to Price, like Lane said, not necessarily the most easy listening. How would you describe your musical style?
Well, our musical style is very fluid, but it's definitely rooted in Americana music. Country is a big influence. My grandfather was a truck driver for 50-plus years, and he loved country music, loved yodeling, so I know that's a big influence on me, as well as I learned how to play music with others by playing in church growing up and the community that music creates. So there's like a gospel influence. And then I'm just an enormous Bob Dylan fan. So I know there's a lot of Bob Dylan and through Bob Dylan, Leon Russell and a few others.
Now, those are some great musical influences to have. Now, in your own words, why should the people of Price be excited for you to come to town? What are you bringing?
Yeah, well, our show, like I said, our genre being fluid, our shows are always different. We don't use set lists. It's just kind of we take the vibe of the venue and the crowd, and then we produce something from that art, and then we give it to the people, and then they send it back to us, and we send it back to them multiple times over. So I think every show is unique and fun and, makes people want to keep coming back, I think.
Now, that is great. Now, Lane, going back to just the culture connections in general, it's an exciting few weeks because you got Davey and the Midnights this week at Washington Park.
Correct.
And then coming up, you have a big 4th of July celebration planned.
We have partnered with Carbon County. We're going to do two bands. First band is called Mountain Country. Second band is Route 89. Route 89 has played here before. Concert's going to start at 7 o'clock. We're going to run through about an hour and a half of music, and then we'll take a slight break. Route 89 will come on. They will play through the fireworks, so you'll be able to watch fireworks and listen to rock and roll in Carbon County. Now, how fun does that sound?
That sounds absolutely incredible. That's not something you're going to want to miss if you're in Carbon around the 4th of July. This is going to be a big headlining item, something you're probably going to be telling your kids, grandkids about in the future. So a lot of exciting stuff going on. Now, unfortunately, we are running out of time. So, Davey, we'll start with you. Is there anything you'd like to leave the listener with?
Just that we're very excited to meet y'all, and come on down and hang with us, and let's have a great event.
Now, Lane, same question for you. Is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Well, I think this week, remember, we're in Washington Park, lots of shade, fabulous venue, and come and enjoy the spot, enjoy the time, and listen to some great music. That's my advice.
Well, again, thank you guys both so much for taking the time to sit down for this interview. Again, that was Davey Allen from Davey and the Midnights, and also Lane Miller, Price City Councilman. For more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app or on our website, castlecountryradio.com. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.